Mrs. Dahan has somebody who's in Yerushalayim right now, and that's her son, Jacob. Mrs. Meirav Dahan is a proud, not only a proud Or Yisrael parent, she's a proud parent of an Or Yisrael graduate.
That's right.
Imagine that. A school in existence for 1 year actually had a graduating class. I learned that this morning. That is, you know, we talk about Or Yisrael being a little bit off the beaten path. Most schools will start with a ninth grade and then progress.
That's right.
They opened it up to everybody. Anyway, how's your son doing?
He's doing great, thank God. He's in Netiv Aryeh.
In Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim.
Does he realize that he's doing something that most of us can't, and that's spend some time in Jerusalem?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's so grateful. He's Rosh Hashanah, he prayed at the Kotel.
Oh, boy.
It was, you know, it was a big...
wonderful experience.
A wonderful experience, absolutely.
I could only imagine. Tell me about the year before he went to Israel. What was it like for him here in Or Yisrael?
So he actually started at the other high school that he was at. You know, it was right after COVID. Right. Zoom schooling was very hard for him. You know, he, you know, always had trouble focusing already in class was a challenge, let alone on Zoom. During the summer of 11th grade, he mentioned that Rabbi Friedman, his Rebbe, actually, wanted to open a school where there would be no grading for Judaic studies, which I thought was the most unbelievable thing. I had listened to a shiur of Rabbi Wallerstein a few years back where he would say that Judaic studies should not be graded because how could we grade our who we are and what we are as a Jewish people? And when Jacob told us about that, we're like, look, you're going into 12th grade. Do you really want to go into something new, something unknown? Just finish where you are. And he was really on the mend. He decided at the end, I guess he chickened out a little bit to stay where he was. But so they started on Zoom, and every free minute he was here, learning, hanging out, you know, and come November, he's like, Mom, like, I need to switch. I can't, like, this is my place. And so we jumped in full, you know, with full confidence.
What was November till June like?
The most unbelievable transformation I have ever seen in my child. He wasn't the, superstar academic student, you know, the high honors. He was really like an average kid with a great neshama. You know, Baruch Hashem in the house, we breed that, you know, the love of Hashem and spirituality and tzaddikim, etc. And by coming here, I just saw the transformation in his dedication, in his wanting to learn. You know, he really had to work on his skills, basic skills that he just, you know, he was going to Israel. He goes, I want to come to Israel. I don't want to waste my three first months just adjusting. I want to get there ready to jump in full force. And that's exactly what happened. He had Rabbi Friedman and his Rebbes and gave him exactly what he needed. The exact Rebbes, was it one-on-one or Chavruta? And it was like that style of learning that just propelled him to another level. It was amazing. And I was telling Rabbi Friedman during graduation, I said, you know, I want you to know that Jacob used to leave his tefillin in school over the weekend on purpose so he can come here and daven and learn a little bit, which was like, wow, you know? So.
Mrs. Meirav Dahan is with us. Jacob's now in Israel.
Yes.
And you're getting very good reports, Baruch Hashem.
Yes, great nachat, Baruch Hashem.
And he's ready for Yom Kippur tomorrow night, as all the boys there,
yes,
of course, are.
Yes,
And we're talking about Or Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey, where Jacob graduated from last year, even though most new schools do not have a graduating class.
It was the most,
this was an
it was
exception.
The most amazing graduation. I think there were like 9 kids, so we were very fortunate. And I'm saying that because you had to see the speech that Rabbi Friedman gave about each child. You know, usually when it's a graduating class of 100, you're
right?
Lucky if they pronounce your name correctly, you know, as you pass to get your diploma. Here, Rabbi Friedman took the time to speak about each child, their personalities and how nobody's perfect and just exactly that, you know, how they breeded these beautiful children, these beautiful neshamot, and each one went his own way, and it was just very emotional.
So, I mean, there are a lot of great schools out there. I mean, I think that has to be acknowledged.
100%.
That are doing great work, but there are going to be people now who are going to be calling you.
I already received calls.
Because you know what this is? This is the season. This
right.
is the season where
right.
people are concerned about what their students, what their children are going to be doing next year.
Right.
So they're going to be calling you, and they're going to say, tell me about RU Yisrael. Now, you've already said to this audience what you've thought of your child's experience here, but what would you say to a parent on the phone about this school and why it's something they should consider?
So I've already had that experience last year, you know, in November, December, January, some of my friends who actually ended up sending their kids here called me and said, look, I heard Jacob is in Or Israel. What do you think? And I was very honest. I said, look, you know, thank God we're blessed with amazing schools. The community is growing. The community is
right.
becoming, you know, maybe you want to say it more frum or just, you know, and there's a need.
And
there's
also more accessible. A lot of communities will send from other places.
Exactly,
to a
exactly.
Right.
And really, we have, I think, a shortage of high schools. And Or Israel really, you know, just like other schools for girls, Naale, for example,
right.
is a new school for girls that opened up as well. And everybody's full, thank God. So I would really say, you know, it's if you're looking for your child to have that love of learning, this is it. I think in terms of secular education, all the schools will provide you everything. In terms of Judaic, you know, for Ruchniut,
spiritual
this is very,
experience.
Very special, yeah.
Well, a pleasure meeting you.
Same. Thank you so much.
Gemar Chatima Tova. Best to your son.
Thank you.
And thank you for your comments about Or Yisrael. It sounds like it's done great work for your family, Baruch Hashem.
Thank you so much.
A
absolutely.
Mrs. Meirav Dahan, whose son Jacob is now at Nativ in Yerushalayim, doing something that a lot of us can't do, which is spend a lot of time in the holy city of Jerusalem. As we get closer and closer to Yom Kippur, we're visiting a school that's inspiring students on a daily basis. We're at Or Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey, and this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners' sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, the NahumSiegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.